Thank you and good morning. A rescue swimmer with the Humboldt Bay Fire Department was deployed into the waters of Humboldt Bay on Sunday afternoon after a boat capsized, leaving two people clinging to the overturned vessel. Water rescue personnel immediately deployed one rescue swimmer to assist those on the capsized boat, while a second was positioned as backup and other on-duty swimmers positioned themselves in relation to the tide, prepared to assist if necessary. The Coast Guard dispatched a 47-foot motor lifeboat to the scene, and while en route, the Humboldt Bay Fire swimmer reached the capsized boat and helped the two victims to the southern tip of Indian Island. They were all picked up by the Coast Guard at that location and brought to shore safely at the foot of F Street. The boaters were uninjured and refused medical treatment at the scene. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired at the Cherry Heights Casino in Trinidad on Sunday morning. When they reached the scene, they contacted a man who said he had gotten into a verbal altercation with a second man, identified by the victim as Jonathan Nixon, inside the casino, when the two decided to take their issues outside. Once outside, the confrontation continued, and the victim said that Nixon brandished a firearm and fired at him, but missed. Nixon then fled the scene and may have gotten a ride out of the area. He remains at large. There were no injuries reported, and the incident remains under investigation. A Fortuna Police Department K-9 unit arrested a man in the parking lot of the Safeway grocery store on Redwood Way on Saturday afternoon after the officer initiated a traffic stop. The driver, identified as 46-year-old John Lyman, was found to be driving on a suspended license, and while the officer was writing out a citation, Lyman began walking away from his pickup. The officer gave commands to Lyman to stop and witnessed him attempting to get rid of what was later identified as meth. The officer deployed the K-9 Norty to take Lyman into custody, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for resisting arrest, possession of a controlled substance, and driving on a suspended license. Sheriff's deputies arrested 33-year-old Hoopa resident Brandon Biondini last week after they responded to his residence and learned from his wife that he had fired several rounds at her during an altercation. Biondini was later found driving a pickup truck on Highway 96 and taken into custody, but the weapon he allegedly used, described as a rifle by his wife, was not recovered. Later on Thursday afternoon, deputies returned to the house with a search warrant and confiscated 9 firearms, including 6 rifles. The guns were taken as evidence, and Biondini remains in custody on a $500,000 bail. The winter storm that flooded local roadways caused a minor landslide on the Humboldt State campus and left hundreds without power, at least left one positive in its wake. It filled the Ruth Lake Reservoir for the second time in the current water year. While work crews were out restoring power, clearing roads, and removing debris, officials with the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District watched the reservoir fill. And according to General Manager Carol Reisch, despite January being the fourth driest on record, the early February storm was just what was needed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In 2013, the city of Eureka took the first steps in a new strategy to deal with issues of crime, drug sales, and drug use, and other problems associated with what Police Chief Andy Mills calls social disorder issues. Last week, the city used a new ordinance to close down the Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway, and City Manager Greg Sparks provides some of the background as to why.
Back in December of 2013, the City Council approved an ordinance that really to deal with problem hotels where we have significant calls for service. And the thing the council was trying to get at the time with when they passed this ordinance was to deal with those hotels where there's that inordinate amount of calls for service. And so part of the thing with the ordinance was to track those calls for service for a period of time.
The Blue Heron, one of just several problem spots when it comes to calls for public service, was at the top of the list of local motels when it came time for the city to take action.
Now, there's only, like, I think 15 rooms in the facility. It represents about 1% of total hotel rooms in Eureka, but it was represented 11% of the calls for service. So then the second place one in terms of the number of times police were called there for fights and other type of criminal type activity at the hotel.
In addition to the numerous calls for public service, the motel had also been cited repeatedly for building code and health code violations. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.